It is 6:34 on a Tuesday evening in Lansing. Michael Cohen with producer Jesse Wise. One more time for feedback. Email address ccrecap@gmail.com. Whether it's the interviews, subject matter, anything you want to let us know, we always appreciate feedback. Well, as authorities continue to investigate Wade Michael Page, the man who shot 9 people, killing 6 at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin, something FBI officials are calling a case of domestic terrorism, very little attention has been given to the relatively unknown Sikh religion. To learn more about it, I'm joined by Daniel Gold, a professor of South Asian religions at Cornell University and an expert on modern Indian religious movements. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us on WILS this evening.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, Sikh is an Indian religion. How does it compare in size population-wise in India to Hindus and Muslims?
It's very small. It's located mostly in the northwestern province of Punjab in India. About 70% of all the Sikhs in India, or really all the Sikhs in the world, live in this province. So it's small.
Now, the Sikh religion, when was it founded? What is their belief of the origin of the world and their own religion?
Well, the Sikh religion was founded by Guru Nanak, who was active in the first part of the 16th century. So it's a fairly late religion. It's an Indic religion. It developed fairly late in India. What are its basic precepts? It looks to a creator divinity. It's a monotheistic religion. They call the creator divinity sometimes Waheguru, the awesome guru. And he created the universe. There are people pray to him. You know, the beliefs are rather simple. I mean, that's the major belief.
Give me just a simple sense of what the philosophy of the Sikh religion is when it comes to the world and other human beings.
Okay, I think it's an Indic tradition. Many Indic traditions are more hierarchical. You know, the major Hindu tradition has a number of castes and everything, and traditionally it's more hierarchical. It's changing a little bit these days, but Sikh tradition has a more egalitarian ethos, and certainly it has different communities within it, but everyone prays together, everyone eats together at the temple. Mm-hmm. And this has been going on from the beginning, so it has an egalitarian ethos.
Okay. Yeah, one thing, though, in terms of the number of Sikhs in the world, is it several million then? Or
No, I think the number they give these days is around 27 million.
27
Sikhs.
Million, I see. Daniel Gold, he's a professor of South Asian religions at Cornell University. Now, Daniel, one of the characteristics marking the Sikh identity is the turban, which men wear. It's meant to cover their hair. The hair apparently is viewed as an integral part of the human body. So do Sikh men typically not cut their hair ever?
Yes, they never cut their hair. I mean, that's the idea. And most Sikhs today, that's one of the customs they observe, is not to cut their hair and to wear it in a top knot with a turban that's a recognizably Sikh-tied turban. You know, there are lots of turbans in India. People in different regions, they tie them in different ways, but there's the way the Sikhs tie it to cover the top knot is distinctive. People can recognize it.
I mean, is that religiously considered a very serious offense to cut your hair?
By some people, it is. It's a religious offense. These days, it's more a mark of identity. You know, it does have religious meaning and theological meaning, but the socio-religious meaning is also very important.
What about women in the Sikh religion? How are they interacted with by men, and do they have any particular rules that they have to follow also?
Not particularly. I mean, it was egalitarian, you know, for men and women. Women also can wear, you know, women shouldn't cut their hair either, but it's less of a big deal for women, and they can sometimes wear, they can wear turbans too, although usually they don't. You don't see it very much. So, of course, you know, it, did grow up in a patriarchal society, and it does keep some of the traditional rules, but less so than in many traditional religions.
Now, the shooting, of course, happened on Sunday at this Sikh temple. What does the Sikh religious service look like? How would you compare it to a Sunday service in a Christian church?
The Sikh religious service, the congregational service, it revolves around the scriptures. Singing, usually either reciting the scripture, often it's sung to music, and sometimes if there's a teacher present, the teacher will give a commentary on a scriptural reading. So it's usually a musical affair. I mean, in a large congregational setting, there usually will be provisions for music, and so people will be often they'll get absorbed into listening to the scripture and trying to understand it and meditate on it.
Now, in terms of conversions to Sikh, is it something that's fairly rare? I mean, typically are those that are Sikhs simply they are born into it then?
Most Sikhs these days are born into it. I mean, it sort of emerged as a conversion religion, but it's no longer much of a conversion religion. Although you do see some, Euro-American Sikhs and European Sikhs too.
So is it somehow connected to Hinduism in any way? Or?
Well, is it connected to Hinduism? It certainly, one could say that it emerged from a kind of Hinduism, from a variety of a tradition that was more Hindu than anything else. In its origins, Guru Nanak, he was really the founder of Sikhism, was one of a number of holy persons who were living in sort of medieval India, and they came from non-Brahminical castes, and they didn't have a lot of use for Brahminical ritual, and they spoke of to look inside. It was a mystical tradition, one could say, look inside, look to the one God, and do practices toward that. But they still kept a broad in Hindu oriented worldview.
Essentially the religion is one that's generally accepting of others and
yes,
almost
yes.
Wholly peaceful. We certainly don't hear Sikh extremists.
Yes, it certainly does accept other people, and it welcomes other people into its traditions and so forth. Most of the Sikhs in the Punjab came from castes that came from Hindu communities.
Does the Sikh religion then also view the cow as a sacred animal and they don't eat beef?
No, not in that way. Many of the Hindu rituals and so forth and prohibitions it doesn't follow.
Hmm. Now you say so. There's no central single deity in the Sikh religion, is there?
I mean, they would say the central deity is the one formless divinity. They don't have many gods as in Hindu tradition. Many images of divinity as people recognize in Hindu tradition. It's just there's one formless divinity, and there there is a and they call him Waheguru or Ekankar or something like that. These are names that just mean sort of the one divinity.
Is there any belief in terms of the afterlife?
Like many Indic traditions, there are ideas about reincarnation in Sikhism. I think people don't dwell on it as much as they do in many other Hindu traditions. In Buddhist tradition or Hindu tradition, they don't talk about it as much. But it is mentioned in the scriptures and in Guru Nanak songs and so forth.
Daniel Gold, a professor of South Asian religions at Cornell University. We've been talking about the Sikh religion in context to this weekend's shooting at a Sikh temple, which 9 people were shot, 6 killed. Daniel, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your knowledge on WILS.
Oh, thanks very much.
Now, when we come back, we're going to be joined by a former General Motors worker who says that he was not only facing job discrimination while there, but was brutally assaulted by a racist coworker, led to lawsuit that spanned 17 years. We'll get all the details next. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.